I'm the third string player you only put in when your first player is out of the game, the second is annoying you, and I was voted most likely to succeed after everyone else failed. My yearbook, like a badge of shame and lack of friends. Maybe it's because I was a wallflower.
I'm Riley McGinnis, a junior at Carrboro High School, and I'm here speaking with my English teacher, Ms. Malcolmus. Well, what made you want to be a teacher in the first place, and especially high school teaching?
It's funny, I think every teacher has their own sort of reason, and I mean, I think if we're honest, it goes back to our own schooling, you know? And I went to great schools and everything, but I was a student who was very self-conscious. I didn't really know how to think for myself and speak up and have my own opinions. I just wanted to sort of learn the right answer and regurgitate it back and just, you know, and do well, but I didn't really think for myself. So I wanted to be a teacher, a person that could sort of help others overcome those anxieties, I guess. And so as a sophomore in college, I decided I wanted to teach high school. And little kids, they're cute and all, but I don't have the energy for all that.
Do you ever think I could be one specific thing in my future? Or?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you can definitely, I definitely, the potential that you have, I try to translate that to you because I'm not sure if you see that. And I want to encourage, you know, times like you need to continue writing and performing, you know, because performance is a new thing for you and it's always been within you. But like, that's something that if I have the power or capability to like cultivate, then I'm definitely going to try to do that.
Empires change like minds, and yours consists of equality for all like communism, except you are the unequaled. You are the leader, but I don't fall in line quite easily. Straight was never my forte.
What you have to tell is important, and who you are is valuable. And there will be people that will tell you otherwise, but those people are not important. Try your very best not to listen to those people, because they are wrong. I mean, that's the main thing I would want to get. Because I know when you're a self-conscious person or when you see other people doing things that are unlike what you're doing, you doubt what you're doing. But it might just be because what you're doing is special and unique and people don't know about it.
That's advice that I think everyone should hear, especially people who are just insecure because of others. You've really inspired me, honestly, to write. I know you are the reason that I started doing performance poetry.
Well, that means a lot to me, and keep doing it. You're really amazing at it. But I've seen that, you mature, you know. I know you're really a sensitive person. I remember, you know, you wrote a poem last year, and you were so, overcome with that. You know, you had to share it with me, and you shared it to the class, and it was just and I've only seen that passion grow and that maturity come along, and the confidence. I think you've gotten more confident, too. I've seen that, and it's really cool to see that. But you've always been lovely and wonderful, and I adore you, as you know.
I'd rather be me than a robot, and I'm not a third string in a line of friends, not a stand-in when your best friend is out of town, the second is annoying you, and I was most likely to be talked to when everyone else failed you. I'm a first string me, so who the hell are you?
I love that freaking poem! That was awesome.